Good morning.
Hey, hey.
Good morning.
I think it's we kind of got in here hot and heavy really quick, and so we're gonna be kind of, where are we at? What's happening? But you know, this is not your average podcast. Oh, so
not your average podcast.
I literally had it in the chamber, man.
So let's see. Well, let's just get started. Start us off, family man. What you got?
Well, what we got is that last week we were able to see that there are a bunch of the people from the dev side for Gala that were gathered in person to do a bunch of stuff. Apparently, they kept it close to the chest. We know that they were obviously doing some planning. They have there's an ongoing conversation about the kind of the 2024 plan. So no doubt they were doing some of that, but who knows what else was going on there. We did get a little bit, and we'll talk about that later. One of the things that came out of that during ahead of the game, which Jason hosted from this area where they were meeting, they turned their attention to spider tanks, and they said they're going to be completely removing the honor system from the spider tanks game. All of it's going to be removed, which is interesting because I know that there have been some situations on the website where you go to mint anything or export anything, and it tells you your honor's going to take a hit. You know, like you're going to mint your e-time, and it's like, you know, this will reduce your honor score or something. Wait. I'm not even playing spider tanks right now. But yeah, that whole thing is going to be removed, which means free flow of silk. People are going to be able to earn it. They're going to be able to do what they want with it. The one thought that occurred to me pretty quickly, and it may have even been triggered. Someone might have said something, and I just happened to notice it in a post, but there is still the bridging fee. You know, you're going to, like, if you want to use it within Gala, you can send it to other people, and that's really convenient because that's still free. You know, if people are interested in buying things in silk, or if they're just trying to amass the token, there won't be any transfer cost there or transaction cost. But you do have the current bridging situation. What is a minimum $10 and then 2.25 times the whatever the ETH bridging cost actually is.
Did they just make it a solid 2.25x?
That's what it was said to be originally. I don't know if it is stuck hard and fast.
We know for a fact it wasn't that originally, because it was literally like it would go from like $1,000 to $60 to $470,000. Right now it's $20. This is
not necessarily what was immediately implemented, but was immediately intended.
Gotcha.
So yeah.
Well, you can see here that the honor points are still, you will lose 1,200 honor points. So
yeah, it hasn't been done yet, but it's on its way out. So don't anybody go transferring all your silk just yet, because who knows how that'll affect things if you do drop your honor to zero and then have to start in the new system. But probably wouldn't impact you, but at least for the time between now and when it is removed, you would handicap your earnings.
Yep.
Another thing about spider tanks, the Own GG tournament from last November, where they included a bunch of games from not just Web3, a bunch of Web2 games, popular different popular titles, but Spider Tanks was a part of that. Apparently there was a hiccup with the delivery of the prizes for that, and that's now been taken care of. They when that was brought to their attention, they did act pretty fast on that, so that was good to see.
That is good to see.
We had go ahead.
I'm just saying I've been trying to game theory what their full play was with no honor. Now obviously the bridge fee is big, like they're like, it's gonna at least benefit overall Gala, right? Because of the bridge fee. But then I'm hoping my optimism is that, like, okay, they have some sinks planned. Like, if we're gonna take away the fee, let's add some sinks in and actually get this update down out, because there's apparently a big update behind that hasn't been released yet. So
Well, hopefully that's it, and it's not a manner of them just wanting to open up the floodgates of the silk that's been sitting in the background. As you see, I had a bunch of silk just kind of sitting there that I haven't bridged or done anything with, that they're just waiting to allow that to free flow into the market and then just crash the market out of vindictiveness. I don't think that's what they're trying to do, but you got to look at both sides of the coin that might be happening here. Since they're on, they haven't been on the same page recently.
Yeah.
Spider Tank's team and Gala. Is it a way to make it, you know, show like, look, Spider Tank's is horrible, even though they're pushing the, you know, the tokenomics of it. But
yeah.
I mean, I would hope that it's a matter of bringing to light, like, you don't need a honor system, implement good tokenomics with syncs and everything else, and push the update and get Spider Tanks back going again. There's a lot of people waiting to play, man. A lot of people.
And it,
yeah, there are even some people still playing religiously. You know, it's not many, but there are a handful that just refuse to give up.
Well, we get a few. I mean, obviously with the Moth and Gala Collective running, you know, tank stuff, it's, you know, you can see it all through there. Just what they have going on there. So there's people, but just not what there can be. So
right. Agreed. I think one of the consensus in the community is that this could be the best game that Gala had. It definitely rivals the rest of them and everything in Web3 right now. There's too much drama right now.
It is my understanding that game media was against the honor system and that this could be them actually talking and figuring things out as well. So I'm hoping that's what it was.
Partly. Okay. Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. One of the other games that looks really promising, Last Expedition had a little bit of a hiccup. They sent out an email and there was some information in there that wasn't accurate. It said that they were going to be distributing the Lex coin to people that were winning in the matches and also to node holders. Klopticon got on Discord and quickly said, no, that email was, that part of the email was erroneous. He called it a glimpse into the future where it's like, that's what's coming, that there's going to be a token to earn. It's going to be based on the people that win the tournament or win the match. And it's going to go to the people that they're the server that they're playing on, the node holder. They're going to share the generation of those tokens. Nothing about actual hard and fast tokenomics. Just the fact that that's where the coins are going to come from our side, from the consumer side. Another really cool thing about going on within Last Expedition right now, Visualize, who's one of the Spider Tanks OGs, at least he proudly sports that tag in Discord. He's been running daily tournaments. As of now, I was looking on his leaderboards. It doesn't look like it's gaining traction just yet, but that might be something that we could talk to the Moth members who are really excited about it. He's doing it Monday through Thursdays are a free tournament. And then there's a buy-in for the Friday and Saturday at 500 Gala. And the Sunday tournament is a 1500 Gala buy-in. And obviously the prizes increase for those. And I think I've seen that he's also doing something on the 31st. He's going to have the January championship for his tournament series. And I think what he's doing is he's kind of drawing some of the buy-in fees from some of those other ones in order to create a pool for that. That one's going to be a free entry with some significant prizes as far as the number of Gala tokens that are going up. Day to day, you can win based on the number of people that are actually playing. The more people in, the more the earnings are. But he's been doing it for since the 11th of January as far back as I could see it.
Is that Visualize? Is that what you?
Yeah.
He's been a grinder. He's been doing all those tournaments for so long. So about as long as we have. I need to reach out to him and figure a way to connect. So
yeah, we started seeing some consistent posting of it in the Last Expedition Discord. Within the past 2 weeks, he's been really letting people know about it. He's not the only one in the community. I mean, obviously the Gala Collective is a third party community member build, but we also had someone else who was up to something and classy. Jesus Martinez, he got together with Jake Hammond and they made a Champions Arena Hub, which is a bit of a, it's like a wiki. It's at least a definitely a cool tool for people that want to like understand what's going on within Champions Arena. It gives a breakdown of the different champions, gives you an understanding of the estates. And the shop tab there, actually, it's not their shop. It actually shows you what goes on within the shop in the game, which is really helpful because you can kind of get a clear picture of what you're doing with your in-game currencies, whether they're the database ones or the gems you had to pay for or whatever.
It looks really good.
Yeah, they did a really nice job.
It'd be great if either, I mean, you know, like this information is really not only useful, but needed amongst when you're immersing yourself in a game ecosystem like Gala with all the different games coming out, each with their own structures of, you know, potential earnings and like the way, I mean, they're so individualized. Having this information is crucial. I would love to see either Gala really start supporting these people putting this information together in terms of whether that's something as simple as a shout out, like, hey, you guys are doing great work. Like, this is awesome. This helps our ecosystem. Like, thanks for doing this. Or, you know, some sort of, you know, actual help on the back end, helping people start to provide this type of information if they're not going to do it themselves, right?
Without trying to, like, betray too much of what happens in gold, and I know that that's something that's supposed to kind of be kept quiet, but there had been some drama recently, and Bitbender came to Classy's defense in regards to, like, because there's a lot of accusations against people that are content creators for Gala, and he was
under. Classy never got paid by Gala,
right? But he was being accused of shilling and abusing and just taking advantage of an opportunity, and. I mean, if you look at it logically, you know, he played Spider Tanks and he played it very, very well. And everyone that was playing Spider Tanks was doing it because you could make money doing it. there were some people playing for fun, but by and large, we all knew that it was an earnings enabled game. So that's why people were there. Just because he's better at it than other people and earning more than other people, someone tried to spin that as something nefarious, and then they tried to essentially like undermine his character. And Bitbender actually came to his defense and made a couple statements about how he has done really, really cool things for the Gala community. And this is obviously
that's one good. Of them. I like to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've met Classy's a great guy. I met him down when we were down in Consensus this past year, down here in Austin. I mean, he's doing things for the right reasons. And so I'm glad to see that.
Some people don't like the way he comes off on his videos, which is fine. But he's essentially cracked the algorithm how to get followers. And that's what, you know, you gotta put the O face on
that's what content creators do.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
I am not posing with a nacho average O face.
But yeah, I mean, overall, he likes the idea of Web3 gaming. He's into it. And when you actually listen to the information he's given, he gives really good information. And he's not just a pure shiller, right? Like he doesn't just shill it to shill it. So I don't know. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he wants to build. He wants to build his channel, and he wants to help Gala build what they're building. Because if it works, it works for everybody. This is still a great opportunity, and so That's what the Gala Collective is doing. We want to build something awesome that can help prop up or just work hand in hand with what Gala's building.
Exactly.
And there you go. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we'll move it on.
Getting back on point. one other thing for Champions Arena, there was Nephilim Haas did put out a survey link. He's always been really active about making sure to get that information. It's just one of those brief 2-minute surveys, easy to click, get through. But this one is specifically about, like, what do you think of it now that it's been out for a while? He's looking for community sentiment on the game. And whereas some people, the suggestion box drops right into the trash can, I can tell you for sure that Nephilim Haas is reading these. He's really scouring them for information. He doesn't have the authority to make changes, but he definitely passes information on so that the people that can make those changes know exactly what the community has to say to them. And he filters it a little bit more than we do. Probably a lot less dramatic the way that he presents the information. Yeah, which might get better results, honestly.
Probably.
Walking Dead released a new update last week. This one's not the reset. It was an update for the current build. It did have a bunch of tuning bug fixes and other like quality of life upgrades. One of the things is that people can now, if they find something like a can of corn or some other edible item, they instead of having to run it to a salvager and break it into its component pieces, they can actually like crack into that and eat from it right now. This is a little thing, but it can be can be helpful when you're out running around and you don't want to, and say you run out of the food that you've crafted at a station. You can use that to give yourself at least a little bit of a buff while you're still grinding. We still don't have an exact date on when the reset is going to happen. And the longer they wait, the closer Dark Rift gets to 100.
At this point, they should just reset once he hits it. They should just be like, hey.
That would be incredibly generous of them, because he has a total vision for this, and he's going to get there. He'll get there regardless. He's even got a game plan for the reset. It's beautiful to listen to him, hear what he's saying. Jason Hughes gave his Friday Miranda's Tech update. Again, lots and lots of stuff. He said they've done a lot of work on voice chat. He did that specifically. In fact, he worked on a lot of that over his Christmas break. The man is just unstoppable. They're working on exemplar deployment, the way that the characters actually get into the game. Smarter NPCs. Now, we've been hearing a lot about the way that the NPCs are going to react. This time around, they were focusing on NPCs noticing something when they already have something that they're working on. Like, so kind of a more of an awareness kind of thing, which is also really scary to think about, that we have aware AI working against us in a game.
The end of the world.
Kind of. No. Yeah.
The beginning of the end.
And apparently the cemetery system, the bones of it are there. They have the loop is completed now. They need to polish it up. But you have what Jason is calling the purgatory zone, where you just stay there and crap. Yeah. We'll bring you materials.
Man. I'll bring you wood and
just troll everybody in there.
Bitbender also mentioned there in the ahead of the game, which we're about to get to. He mentioned the gathering in Austin. There were a bunch of people there, as I said, and he and I think Adam Price actually triggered it. He said that he wants to be there at the Austin meeting of the minds, and probably also the gathering, the Miranda's Tavern beer fest thing. But Bitbender said he might also be there. So who knows who all is actually going to make it to that event. I did see that you said you had a meeting before the meeting.
No. That's in my secret channel. You're not supposed to say anything about that.
Oh, wait. Oh, shoot. I thought I was in gold.
No.
So we know that you're helping to make this all happen. So we'll just
leave it at
that. He's one of the instrumental people to kind of prop this up.
Yeah, we're helping cover costs and, you know, make it so it can actually happen. So.
Yeah. Okay. So look at me leaking. Let's get to some other people leaking. I'll save them
quick. I didn't hit that one fast enough.
So it was the 34th ahead of the game episode. Anita was there with Bitbender, and it fell back on the classic form. They didn't have any interviews this time, but it was the game updates and then question and answer. I'm going to skip ahead as far as like what we were doing with what they were doing with the games, because they kind of mentioned a bunch of things without giving any updates. The Last Expedition is out there. Here's a picture of a shotgun. So a lot of these things were just kind of keeping the balloon in the air. Hey guys, these games are out. These games are playable. There were some neat little things that did come through. There's going to be a Meow Match stream scheduled for Wednesday. So people that are enjoying that game, and it does seem to be keeping an engaged community. It's going to be a informational stream on Wednesday. They haven't given us the time yet. Another thing, talking about leaks, Bitbender was kind of prodded into saying some things about The Walking Dead, and he let us know that in addition to like the work that they're doing with the dead coin mechanics, they are planning, and it's not guaranteed, but very well could be possible for Gala to be able to be used for in-game and in-app purchases. So that would be a new step in regards to the way that you can interact with your games, rather than having to go to the Gala store. You can actually like use your Gala directly in the game.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what we've all been hoping for a while, right? Is actual utility of the token within.
Did he actually Gala in the game?
Yeah.
So we're going back to that again? I mean, I love that. I'm in.
Well, not as far as it being the game token, but that it, for certain purchases, if you don't have the dead coin, well, just like if you would go to the Gala store, you can purchase in Gala or ETH or with your credit card.
Yeah, but where can I do that in any game yet?
Right. Well, that's just it. They're going to be, he says that it's likely that they're going to be putting that into the Walking Dead Empires.
So, woohoo. I like it. Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's another one of those just kind of quality of life things you were kind of talking about earlier, right? I mean, it's something that actually could make someone's life easier and potentially persuade them to make an action they might not want to make beforehand, right? Like, say you couldn't use Gala within it, and you're like, I don't want to go through the whole process of going to the store, moving things around, whatever. Oh, I can just do this in-game real quick. Oh, let me just do it. I mean, your kind of consumer reaction is different based on, you know, the ease of use in that sense. So I like
it makes it feel like
you can make it.
Well, it makes it feel like a game. There's no real like Web 2 games that don't have that, right? Like Fortnite, you're buying V-Bucks in the game.
Yep.
With your card in the game. So having that feel where you never have to get out of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, complete immersion.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have no idea what kind of a tech lift this is. I'd imagine that it's going to be different for each game, you know, like, so they're going to have to find a way to, if they're going to implement it across the platform.
Dark Grove City is 5 days away.
5 days.
5 days. Woo!
That's impressive.
So,
he's not your average Walking Dead player.
Oh, that's for sure. Oh. That's
No more.
The another game that they brought some interesting news up for was the Poker Go Play update that came out last week. There's now a quick play button that if you want to actually choose your tables, there's just like a little button at the base of that. But usually you'll just hit the quick play and it'll launch you into a table. If you want to adjust your preferences, you do have to go into the other menu. I know one of the new things that they've added are five person tables. And I personally prefer the nine most of the time. There's a time and place for it, but it was prioritized. So I was hitting the quick play button and it just immediately launched me into a five player table. And I quickly exited that five player table for a nine player table.
And I'm assuming there's no option right now to preference your quick play options, right? In terms of,
well, I think they go by your standard.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I have one of the buttons you can select is like any buy-in. Now they did release two new tables. It's a 2 million and 5 million max buy-in table, and those are they have a minimum buy-in at those tables because the blinds are so high. So in order to get there, either you have to have been doing incredibly well all along, or you have to grind your way up to the point where you have what it takes to get onto that table. You can also just buy chips from the store. That's another way to get in there and play with the high rollers. But in conjunction with this, and this is something that I didn't see a lot of chatter about other than like at the moment of, people were like, did he just say poker? they're planning something that for the top players across the Gala Games platform, across the ecosystem, they're going to send out invitations to people who are doing well in these games to a poker tournament in Las Vegas at the Poker Go studio. And they said they're going to televise it. I don't know if televise means like stream it on YouTube or whatever, but like, so this is something that, for those of us who have been playing a lot and seeing some success within these games, whether it's been substantial in regards to the tokens we're earning or just being good at a game, something like Last Expedition that doesn't even have earnings right now, something like The Walking Dead where it's just a playtest. We could see some people getting invites to this, and personally, that would be a lot of fun.
Well, and that's what really starts to prop the game up, especially, you know, in that esports side, right? I mean, think about all of the Web 2 games that have competitions, like massive competitions that they'll sell out. I mean, there was one in there's like an Austin arena, like that's a gaming arena. Like that's all it is. Like they sell out. Like there's like 10,000 seats there or something. It's insane. Like,
nice.
You know, people want to watch, you know, these competitive style games. So, you know, whether it is something like, oh, you get to go play a real poker game with, you know, some in this from instead of this online version, or if it's, hey, we're putting together a Last Expedition tournament where you're going to be playing, you know, your LAN partied in, you know, in a physical space. I mean, that gets people really excited. It honestly kind of shocks me how much people watch those in terms of it's people really like it. So, I mean, I think
there's a bunch of those actual dedicated gaming arenas popping up in Europe and in a lot of countries. It just hasn't quite hit America right now. And it's a lot of the best esports players are in European countries, and it's slowly getting to America. I guess we're still on kind of more traditional sports. But the shift is definitely coming. Like the smaller arenas are popping up right now in America, but then I can see them getting pretty big as games grow. So,
yeah. Legends Reborn did get a shout out. They apparently have finished up most of the art. The art itself is done. And one of the features they're working on right now is the leaderboard, making sure that that's accurate and pretty. And so I'm not sure. Apparently, it seems like the leaderboard would be a simple, like just reporting of database information, but it may be something that's because it's tied to the earnings for the game or whatever, that they have some stuff that they really need to like code into it. Also Legacy, which has been quiet since before the holidays, we don't know what is coming, but they did mention that there's an update coming out that's going to have some UI improvements. It's going to give more keys to landholders, so they're going to be able to have more people on their land, which means that the player base is going to be able to grow. There's more people that'll be able to come into the game, nothing specific on dates or times of when that update will happen or when we'll get a play test from Legends Reborn. Much of the rest of the show though was spent focused on what was going on wherever it was that they were gathering. It was undisclosed. And at first there was just some kind of banter between the, like back and forth between the rooms. And then Chair Bandit kind of like snuck his way in and sat down next to Bitbender. And then all of a sudden it was just this flood of bearded men that showed up, and they all hung out and talked about like stuff. You know, there was a lot of banter, a lot of stuff to filter through. But some of the things that did come out there, that there's plans for not just like a hackathon or a couple, but like apparently a lot of hackathons, some of them like on location, in person kind of hackathons, and then also online hackathons, where they're going to be putting Galachain through its paces, I guess, and seeing what people can do with what they're making available to the public. Again, no timetables, just kind of a picture of what we're headed towards. Mark Skaggs was there. He's the Sage Maker in Discord. He was able to get word directly from the team with the Townstar/Common Ground World nodes, and they should be tokenized by the end of January. So that's right around the corner. And then once those are tokenized, we'll see the process for. Yeah, you're muted. You're muted.
Did you say end of January?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So. So just after that,
around the corner.
Yeah, founders nodes are maybe probably not directly on the heels. They're probably going to have to do some troubleshooting and make sure that it works just fine. But once we can see it happen with the Townstar nodes becoming the Common Ground World node tokens, we're on our way to tokenizing the founders nodes as well.
So in 8 days, they're going to get a light paper for Echoes of Empire. They're going to launch like Echoes of Empire, and they're going to tokenize the Common Ground World nodes.
You have definitely hit on one of the ones that seems to be the most confusing to all of us. This is a massive game that requires a massive player base to really like kind of tap into it. And they're still very quiet on that. We don't have any sales. There's supposed to be ship sales. We've been getting very little communication, but the date is still firmly there as January 30th. That's when it's going to launch. And I don't know if you want to share too many of the plans, but Tim, there's an ancient that gives access first to the game. We're going to be able to hear some interesting things about that. Do you want to talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. So the collective is going to start off running the ancient under the Moth. We're going to be the first in the game. We're going to stream it under the collective and really try to, you know, get people watching the game, get people in there, organizing. I mean, the plans from the actual game running or asset running part in the game is I'm going to get in there. I want to work with everybody on where to put the ancient, work with people on that, and then work with everyone on how we want to put our claims around the ancient as well. And then, you know, kind of create kind of general war board. How are we going to put all the pieces in there and attack it? So we're going to do that. For the collective in general, we're working with Moth on this right now. I'm gonna play under Moth, but like down the road as well, it's open for anybody to come into the collective and partner with the collective and work on stuff. So
I
want to be clear because you keep saying that the Moth's gonna run it, but the Moth's running it only in the fact that like we want to involve all other guilds, right? All other guilds are, you know, we're bringing them into the Gala Collective Discord, working with them together. You know, it's not just a Moth only type of situation. You're there because, hey, you know, that's our ancient that I need somebody to run for us. And, you know, the Moth has the people that are there, and we've been working together in a lot of things to start with it. And we're going to move down that road. But the overall end goal is the Gala Collective is going to own this and involve the entire community. Want to make sure that that's clear.
Right. Yeah. And the part of how that happens is when the GG token gets distributed, all of a sudden it gets into the hands of the collective where we get to vote on how this stuff is ran, how, you know, who's going to be the best person to run this, all the nitty gritty stuff.
Well, I'm really excited about the fact that you get to get in there first. You'll be able to like take a look, move yourself around. There are multiple claims that you're going to be able to deal with there, and we'll be able to see what's going on before anyone else in the world. And so that's kind of exciting. So you'll have we'll be posting links and letting people know how they can keep an eye on what Tim's up to with that. Last game to really chat about is Eternal Paradox. And season one is nearly over. We're in the last stretch of the last day. So as of 4 o'clock Pacific today, the season will close. And we had the third Rings of Ruin Conquest. Now, I'm deeply involved in this game right now, and so I'm going to try not to completely fanboy out on it. What's really remarkable about this game is that the people that are playing it are loving it. Now, it's not a shooter, so it's not going to invite that kind of crowd, but it's got a lot of elements of almost every other game out there. You have your turn-based RPG, and you've got your 4X, and then you've got your team play, you know, the guild structure, and then it's got all the elements of leveling characters and resource management and things like that. So, people are really enjoying it. If you're reading through the Discord, up and down, I just see the general content with the game. And then the team continues to just amaze us. They released an announcement just last night, morning in Korea. And season two is going to have some sweeping changes, not as far as like undermining the way things are already, but just kind of an extension in. So it's going to go deeper, whereas normally you had a 6-star promotion as your cap for your mercenaries and for your armor. They've extended that to a 7-star promotion for this season. They've expanded the way that you can earn daily player points. You can get them through not just every action, but once you get to the top tiers of certain actions, you'll be able to like harvest daily player points that way. And you'll be able to harvest from massive grinding as well. Like if you're out hunting and gathering things like wheat and iron and energy, those things are going to be reflected in your daily player points earnings. Now, what's neat about the daily player points earnings is that's what gets you e-time. But rather than having it be a fractionalized distribution, there's actually a chart that it's like the placement chart, similar to the way that when you finish a town star / common ground world tournament, you're either in that place or you're not. You know, the top 50 get paid, and it doesn't matter what your score was, you had to be in 50th place. Well, if you're in, you can see the breakdown as soon as you click on the season button. Every single day, you see who's in first, who's in second, who's in third. Black Harp has consistently been in second, largely because of the earnings from the ancient lands. But there's also there have been days where someone that has less lands, maybe no lands, was able to really apply themselves towards grinding daily player points off of a bunch of different lands. And then I'm challenged for that number two spot, that number three spot. There's going to be some interesting shakeups in regards to just how e-time is being distributed. And it's not, I think they were looking for a way to make it so that it was a little bit more accessible to the people that were really playing the game, people that were grinding, that were putting in the time. They also said there's going to be a 2-quota system now, so that you don't have it had been a 24-hour period, and at the end of that 24-hour period, that determined your placement on the leaderboard. Instead, they're going to do 2 12-hour quotas over a 24-hour period, and that's to give people in different parts of the world a better opportunity. So, if the reset happens for us here at 4 p.m., which is fine. You know, a lot of people are coming home from work, or a lot of people that's a good time of day for West Coast Americans to start grinding. And
yeah,
and the DPPs would get sucked off of these lands by the players that were able to be active then. And so people in other parts of the world that would have been asleep at that time would either have to set an alarm and get up and grind, or they'd miss out on their opportunity to harvest daily player points. And so they've shifted that around. So it creates a little bit more global fairness. There were a lot of other updates in that, and I'm not going to read them all off, but each of them addressed something that was not a problem, but something that they just kind of like dialed it in a little bit better. And so the community response to what we saw in this announcement, again, overwhelmingly positive.
And that's awesome to see, right? I mean, you run a whole season, you evaluate what happened over the course of that season with player input, your own, you know, input and seeing how the game operates, and you make small adjustments going into the next season. I mean, that's what it should be. I mean, I feel like that's some degree of a standard amongst regular games, right? You have continual patches. You have these things to just improve that experience for the player. So the fact that they're doing it and the people in it are really enjoying the game, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, they're a very responsive team, Endream, and not just responsive in the sense that they tell us something, they're doing stuff, and they are listening. You know, you can see it from the changes that they've made. There is going to be one new character released for this season. He's going to be a water character, Akari. But they're not thrusting a bunch of new characters on us either. So we have I think we have a lot to look forward to with this game. There's going to be some there's going to need to be some sort of marketing. Somebody's got to say something about it. But I think once people start discovering it, it could very easily become popular.
Marketing's been a big one for all these games. You know, it's been promised by Gala. You know, Spider Tanks was a big one. They kept talking about how they were going to have a massive marketing campaign to go through, push it through, you know, get it out to the masses and get people into play. So marketing is a big one. I know they, you know, just started doing a couple things just recently for marketing stuff. Whether that's going to translate over to the games, I don't know. Love to see it. So,
yeah, it's nice because they now have something that when marketed, it's a deliverable product, you know, like I can kind of understand the hesitation to market Spider Tanks in its current form.
100%. Oh yeah.
So, but now a full season's passed and Eternal Paradox seems to be humming just fine. And it'll be interesting to see what happens if there is a massive influx of population, what that's going to do to their servers or whatever.
The marketing. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see that, man. Get the players in. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, agreed. Quasso. That is a good time to Quasso. Here we go. So, something that slipped my mind as we were going through Champions Arena. I ended up thinking about this when we were talking about how there's only going to be one EPX character. Champions Arena is actually launching. They put a video out just as an announcement. A bunch of new characters that aren't yet in the game that we saw many of them in the playtests, but it looks as though there's going to be some sort of like a gacha box sale or something like that, because they also included with the kind of like layout of all the different characters that are involved in whatever it is that they're doing, they also mentioned Ancient Estates. So I think they're going to be doing some sort of gacha box shipwreck crate type thing for Champions Arena in the near future. So no details on that, but they went so far as to make an actual animated video for it. So they're hinting at something pretty directly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
So who wants to go to Vegas and play some poker? I mean, are any of us like qualified? I'm hoping like I only have some top 10 finishes in Common Ground World. And
I haven't played near enough.
I haven't played. Qualifier. I haven't
even no played. No idea if I qualify. But
I'm a blackjack guy personally. Yeah. That's my I like playing against myself to a degree rather than everyone else.
I don't like playing with people. I just want to like count cards.
It's systematic and it makes sense to me.
It is like two different kind of people. The people that really enjoy blackjack versus the people that really enjoy poker.
I enjoy playing poker with my friends. Play the people, and blackjack you play the cards.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's two totally different games.
Cats and dogs.
Funny. I actually show something here. Remember where it's at.
Got a World Series poker bracelet or something?
No. I was actually I did find that not that, but so I made these poker chips a while ago, like a long time ago.
Oh yeah.
And shit. So, they're
you know, I can't really read that, but anyways, they're legit poker chips. I did ETH, BTC, Dogecoin, and I did Gala too, because I did this back in, I think I made them in 2020 sometime. Played a few little local tournaments, did some fun stuff here, but I was just going through a bunch of closets over. We had a big ice storm, and then I found these, and I'm like, damn, I need to start making some poker tournaments again. It'd be fun. Local.
You should talk to Bitbender or someone else, maybe get those gala chips at the Las Vegas tournament.
That'd be fun. Yeah. I the guy that made them, his whole shop burnt down, but I think it was an insurance thing, because... I talked to the guy. He's like, "Yeah, my whole shop burnt down. It's all gone, you know. But I'm just gonna, I'll rebuild my shop." And I'm like, "Okay, so are you gonna do this? Do the chips again?" He's like, "No." And I can't find anybody that'll do these, because these are legit. Your clay, you know, chips. I think you've seen them. I think I showed you, Blake.
Yeah.
But they're nice. They're great chips. But anyways, maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll. We got the Blackheart building is gonna be hopefully accessible soon for holding little events, and maybe throw a little poker tournament in there for some FIC hammer holders. Come on in. That'd be fun.
That'd be a great time.
Free entry. Yeah. I'll even drop the entry for them, and then they come in and play.
Yeah, exactly. Just get them in. Have a good time.
It'd be fun. Sweet.
Well, that's a show. We got pretty good rundown on what we had happen in Gala this past week.
There's the next, you know, next week and a half.
There's going to be a lot, man. Like with as soon as we get that light paper in, there's going to be a lot of chatter going on there. Obviously the nodes are going to be a huge drop. If Spider Tanks actually gets their stuff sent through, that's going to be big, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
But thanks for joining us, guys. This is great.
Yeah. Thank you. We will catch y'all next week, and thank you for being here.
All right, guys. Take care.
See you later.
See you guys. Oh, 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 oh